弟兄姊妹好。
Are you brothers and sisters?
今天晚上我用中文讲。
I'll be speaking in Chinese tonight.
因为今天晚上所交通的内容是跟昨天交通的内容不同。
Because the content of my sharing this evening will be different from last night.
已经有好几个问我，你今天晚上讲什么？
There are many who ask me, what are you sharing on tonight?
然后马上接下去，昨天晚上你没有讲完，你还要不要继续讲？
They then continue before I can answer and ask, you didn't finish last night, will you continue on tonight?
所以，我在 debate, 今天是继续讲，因为照昨天讲的话，有三个内容是一个晚上讲一堂刚刚好。
So I was debating because there were three things that I shared on. If we spent one session per sharing, then that would be perfect.
但是弟兄给我的任务是今天晚上要讲传福音。
But the permission our brother shared with us gave me tonight was to share on the gospel.
所以我就寻求主在这一方面有什么样特别的负担来交通。
So I sought after the Lord to see what special guidance He would give me to share in this area.
我自己的恩赐不是像圣经里面所说的有一种恩赐叫做传福音的恩赐。
And my gift is not as one of the gifts that is recorded in the Bible to be an evangelist.
所以我自己在主面前就觉得很好玩，今天晚上有一个没有传福音恩赐的人来讲传福音。
And so I thought it amusing that tonight I will be someone who is not gifted to be an evangelist to share on spreading the gospel.
但是我觉得我们每一个基督徒主都给我们有传福音的责任。
But I do feel that as Christians, the Lord has given each one of us the responsibility to share the gospel.
虽然不是每一个人都有传福音的责任，但恩赐，但是传福音的责任却都交给我们了。
Though not each one of us are gifted with evangelizing, yet the responsibility is given to each one of us.
所以我今天晚上站的不是专家的这个口气里面来讲，而是站在一个普通弟兄、一个姐妹的这一个地位上来讲到主给我们每一个人在福音的事情上是怎么看的。
Therefore, as I share tonight, it is not standing with a tone to share as an expert in spreading the gospel, but I stand on common ground with brothers and sisters what our attitude, our thought should be when we look at this matter of sharing the gospel.
如果你们要对传福音的恩赐上有所寻求的话，我建议你们请刘志雄弟兄。
If you want to have sharing from brothers who are gifted in evangelizing, then I can recommend you to speak with Brother Peter Liu.
他有这个恩赐。
Now, he is gifted with this gift.
那今天晚上呢，我要讲的，我基本上要分成两个部分来交通。
What I will share this evening is I will break it into two parts.
第一个部分呢，我要从主的话语里头来交通主对这件事情怎么样要在我们每一个人身上来他怎么讲的。
The first part I will share from the word of God, that is what the Lord's words have to say to each one of us regarding this area.
而且我今天要交通的可能你不同意。
Perhaps what I share this evening you may not agree with.
因为这样的讲法我做基督徒四十多年还没有听过。
This way of sharing, even for me to be believing the Lord for over 40 years, I have not heard this before.
但是我觉得主给我这个负担，我要拿你们当做实验品，大胆的来讲。
Yet, since the Lord has given me this burden, I will use you as the experiment, so I will share boldly.
大不了下一次不来了。
What's the worst case scenario is I will not have the chance to return next time.
但是我觉得值得我们大家来思考，到底今天晚上我这样的一个交通合不合主的心意。
But I believe it is worthy of our consideration in my sharing tonight if it's fitting to the Lord's desire.
所以我需要你们每一个人都用我明天要讲的那一个辨别力。
Therefore, I do
辨明。
I do need that you, each of you, to have that spirit of discernment. That is what I share on tomorrow, to discern my sharing.
那么如果你辨的结果是不同意，那没有关系，你不同意没有问题。
If the result of your discernment is that you do not agree with my sharing, that is fine.
但是如果你 同意的话，我们共同勉励。
But if you do agree, let us mutually encourage one another.
那么第二个部分呢，我就会跟大家来交通一点实际，这些年在福音的工作上比较偏重在实际的经验上来说吧。
Now the second part of my sharing would be more focused on the practical experience in these few years of sharing the gospel.
那第二个部分呢，我欢迎我们发问，然后我们能够有一个 dialogue。
Now, during this second part, I do wish to have some dialogue with brothers and sisters. So, if there are any questions, please ask.
所以这就是今天晚上我心中的那个构思。
And so that is the thought, the structure that I have in my mind this evening.
好，我们请来一起读几处的圣经。
Now, let us turn to a few Bible passages.
我第一个部分，我的题目叫什么呢？
What is my theme for the first part?
做生意赚了多少？
The first part's theme is,How much have we made in business?
Yeah, 就是这个题目。
That is the theme.
好像很不属灵哈。
Does that sound very not spiritual?
我们请打开路加福音十九章。
Let's turn to the book according to Luke. Chapter 19.
路加福音十九章。
The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19.
十一节的下半节开始
，starting from the second half，
念到二十六节
，till verse 26。
那么，为节省时间呢，我念一节中文，我们弟兄念一节英文，轮流把它读完。
In order to cut down on time, we will take turns reading both in Chinese and English.
我从十一节开始，那么我们弟兄念的英文是十二节，我们轮流哈。
I'll start reading from verse 11, and our brother will continue on with verse 12, and we'll take turns.
耶稣因将近耶路撒冷，又因他们以为神的国快要显出来，就另设一个比喻说。
He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return.
便叫了他的仆人来，交给他们十锭银子。说你们去做生意只等我回来。
But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, We will not have this man to reign over us.
他既得国回来就吩咐那领银子的仆人来要知道他们做生意赚了多少。
Then came the first saying, Lord, thy pound has given 10 pounds.
主人说好良善的仆人。你既在最小的事上有忠心，可以有权柄管十座城。
And the second came saying, Lord, thy pound have gained 5 pounds.
主人说，你也可以管五座城。
And another came saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin.
我原是怕你，因为你是严厉的人，没有放下的还要去拿，没有种下的还要去收。
And he said unto him, Out of thy own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I am an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and weeping that I did not sow.
为什么不把我的银子交给银行，等我来的时候连本带利都可以要回来呢？
And he said unto them that stood by, Take from him the pound, and give it to him that have 10 pounds.
主人说，我告诉你们，凡有的还要加给他，没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。好。这是第一段。
That is the first passage.
第二段。
The second passage.
我们读马太福音。
Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音十七章。
Chapter 17.
十七章二十四到二十七节。
Chapter 17 verses 24 to 27.
到了加百农有受钉税的人来见彼得说你们的先生纳不纳钉税
He said, Yes, and when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, What thinkest thou, Simon, of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers?
好其实我不要求读完我只要求大家注意这里讲的钉税
Now, I don't need to finish this passage, but pay attention to the tribute that is paid here.
What kind of version is yours?
This is the new King James version.
Okay. 这个丁税小字中文说 半块钱。
In the Chinese when this footnote that this tax, this custom here is half a dollar.
严格的来说，这个地方丁税是 temple tax.
To be very strict, this tax here is the tax for the temple.
然后半块钱是 half a shekel, 就是半十克勒。
And so this amount that is paid is half a shekel.
那要了解什么叫做 temple tax, 什么叫做半十克勒，我们要到旧约去。
Now, in order to know what is the tax, temple tax and what is half a shekel, we must return to the Old Testament.
出埃及记。
Exodus.
三十章。
Exodus chapter 30.
十一节。
Verse 11.
我们要念到十六节。
We'll read to verse 16.
还是一样，我念单数节，我们弟兄念双数节。
Likewise, we'll read odd and even verses.
耶和华晓谕摩西说
When thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord, when thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them, when thou numberest them.
凡过去归那些被属之人，每人要按圣所的瓶拿银子半十克勒，这半十克勒是奉给耶和华的礼物，一十克勒是二十祭老。十四。
Everyone that passeth among them that are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering unto the Lord.
他们为数生命。将礼物奉给耶和华，富足的不可多出，贫穷的也不可少出，个人要出半十克勒。
And thou shalt take the atonement money of the children of Israel, and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before the Lord, to make an atonement for your souls.
所以在这里你看到什么叫做半十克勒的数命银。
Here you are able to see what is that half a shekel for atonement.
是一律平等，富足的不可以多出，贫穷的也不可以少出。
It is standard whether the rich cannot be much and the poor cannot be less.
这个叫做 temple tax.
And this is the temple tax.
从摩西开始到一直到。这个圣殿的时候
From the time of Moses until the time of the temple in the New Testament.
好、再看两个地方
Two more places.
马太二十四
Matthew chapter 24.
马太二十四十四节
，verse 14。
马太二十四十四，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
这里有一个特别的词汇，除了福音这两个字外，它前面还加了一个形容词。
Here, there's a special term. Besides the gospel itself, there's also another term that is described with it.
叫做天国的福音。
That is the gospel of the kingdom.
他说这个天国的福音传遍天下，末期就到了。
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
所以我们就知道福音，天国福音的传播跟这个末期是有绝对的关系。
Therefore, we're able to understand then the preaching of the kingdom of the gospel has a direct relationship with the coming of the end.
那么，所以我们如果相信主耶稣快来了
，Therefore, if we believe that the Lord Jesus will come quickly,
也就是说末期近了
，That is, the end is near.
可是这个必须跟天国的福音传遍与没有传遍有关系。
But this is a direct relationship whether the gospel of the kingdom is preached throughout all nations or not.
二十五章
，Chapter 25。
14节，天国又好比一个人往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们。15节。
And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey.
好，中间我们就跳过去，因为我们大家都很熟。
We'll jump over it because we're familiar with this.
我要当大家念的是十九节。
What we'll read is verse 19.
我们一起用中文念一次，然后用英文念一次。
We'll both read first in Chinese and then together in English.
过了许久，那些仆人的主人来和他们算账。
Together in English, after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them.
你这里是 reckon， 有的是 settled account。
Here in this translation is reckon some accounts. Translation is settled account.
那么我们中文翻译的最好，算账。
The Chinese translation is best that they will settle account.
Okay.好，我们圣经就读这么多。
That will be all the Bible passage we read.
我们有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们一同来到你自己的脚前。
Lord, we come together into the presence of thy feet.
我们献上我们的敬拜，献上我们的感恩。
We offer up our worship and our thanksgiving.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
The name of the Lord ought to be praised.
我们这一群蒙大恩的儿女，我们今天晚上来到你自己的施恩宝座。
We, this group of children who have been blessed by grace, we come into that throne of grace.
我们思想你给教会的这一个责任。
And we recall the responsibility of gift to the church.
让我们能够好好的思想你自己的话。
Let us consider well thy word.
叫我们这些做仆人的人能够有一天面对主人来交账。
So that we who are servants one day can face our master to settle account.
求你开我们的眼睛。
May you open our eyes.
让我们看见主人的心。
So that we are able to see the heart of our master.
求圣灵开我们的耳朵，让我们能够听见圣灵向我们每一个人所说的话。
May the Holy Spirit open our ears so that we may hear each and every word the Holy Spirit speaks to each one of us.
这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.我说今天晚上的题目叫做做生意赚了多少。
I mentioned that the topic of my sharing this evening would be how much money have you made in business.
那么这一句话不是我讲的，是刚刚主耶稣在路加福音的那个比喻里头耶稣讲的话。
Now these words are not my own, but these words are in the parable which the Lord said in the gospel according to Luke.
那么到了马太福音25章的时候，没有用这样的话，但是他用的是要找你算账。
Now in the gospel according to Matthew which we read, it's not the same words, but it says that we will be settling accounts.
所以不管是马太福音主人向仆人算账也好，路加福音这一个我们每一个人要向他的主人这个回答主人的问题，你赚了多少。
Now whether it's settling account in the gospel according to Matthew or whether in Luke, when we reply to the master, how much have we made in trade?
那么在这两个比喻里头都有一个共同性。
In these two parables, there is a similar point.
这个共同性是主人给他的仆人有一定的数目或者说本钱。
The similarity is that the master have given both these servants the same, which is the money to start the business,
然后都要他们去做生意。
And then have them to go into business with those funds.
给他们一段时间去做生意。
After a period of time, they were to be in business.
然后最后主人回来，然后一个一个算账。
Then finally, the master returns and he will settle account with each and every one of them.
这是这两个比喻的相同点。
Now this is the similarity with these two parables.
那它的不同点呢，是路加福音当主人给仆人的时候是一律平等，一人都是一定。
Now what is different is that in the gospel according to Luke, when the master give, everyone has the same amount. Everyone has one.
你这个 unit 是
There, everyone has 1 pound.
对，一定 在原文这个 pound 或者我们讲的定是 mina.
And so this unit in the original text is 1 pound, which is 1 mina.
对，这是犹太人的单位，这个钱币的重量的单位。
That is the unit, the measurement of weight of the currency for the Jews.
对，那么每一个人一样，都是一个 mina.
Now each one of them had the same amount, the same unit, 1 mina.
然后给叫他们去做生意，然后有一天主人回来的时候，有的人交十米纳，有的人交五米纳，有的人交没有。
And gave to them to be in trade. And when the master returned, some would repay with 10 mina and some 5 mina and others none.
所以这个主就有不同的赏赐与责备。
Therefore, with that, the Lord has different rewards and different admonishment.
但是你回到马太福音去看的时候，他给他的仆人是不一样的，有的是五他连德，两他连德。
Now, when we look in the gospel according to Matthew, it is different. Some have given 5 talents, some 2 talents, and others 1 talent.
那么这个他连德也是这个钱币重量的单位。
Now, this talent is also a measurement of weight of the currency.
所以等到算账的时候，主回来算账，那么你会发现五他连德的交十他连德，那就赚了五他连。
Therefore, when you see the Lord coming back to settle account, those with 5 talents paid 10 talents, so he gained 5 talents.
那么两他连德的呢？回来算账的时候交四他连，他赚了两个他连德。
And those with 2 talents, when the account was to be settled, paid 4 talents, and so he gained 2 talents.
主人赏赐这两个仆人是一模一样，都是说忠心良善的仆人。
The reward from the master to these servants are the same, calling them good and faithful servants.
但来到那一他连德的时候，
Now with that one, with the 1 talent,
那一个仆人回来原封不动交给主人，他就受了责罚。
The servant with 1 talent returned exactly 1 talent, that is even untouched to the master, and he was rebuked.
好，那么今天晚上呢，我要让我们的时间花在路加这一个比喻上面。
Tonight's time we'll spend on the parable in the gospel according to Luke.
因为这里讲的这个主人给仆人的恩典是一，弟兄姊妹好。
Are you brothers and sisters?
今天晚上我用中文讲。
I'll be speaking in Chinese tonight.
因为今天晚上所交通的内容是跟昨天交通的内容不同。
Because the content of my sharing this evening will be different from last night.
已经有好几个问我，你今天晚上讲什么？
There are many who ask me, what are you sharing on tonight?
然后马上接下去。昨天晚上你没有讲完，你还要不要继续讲？
They then continue before I can answer and ask, you didn't finish last night, will you continue on tonight?
所以我在 debate, 今天是继续讲，因为照昨天讲的话，有三个内容是一个晚上讲一堂刚刚好。
So I was debating because there was three things that I shared on. If we spent one session per sharing, then that would be perfect.
但是弟兄给我的任务是今天晚上要讲传福音。
But the permission our brother shared with us gave me tonight was to share on the gospel.
所以我就寻求主在这一方面有什么样特别的负担来交通。
So I sought after the Lord to see what special guidance He would give me to share in this area.
我自己的恩赐不是像圣经里面所说的有一种恩赐叫做传福音的恩赐。
And my gift is not as one of the gifts that is recorded in the Bible to be an evangelist.
所以我自己在主面前就觉得很好玩。今天晚上有一个没有传福音恩赐的人来讲传福音。
And so I thought it amusing that tonight I will be someone who is not gifted to be an evangelist to share on spreading the gospel.
但是我觉得我们每一个基督徒主都给我们有传福音的责任。
But I do feel that as Christians, the Lord has given each one of us the responsibility to share the gospel.
虽然不是每一个人都有传福音的责任，但恩赐，但是传福音的责任却都交给我们了。
Though not each one of us are gifted with evangelizing, yet the responsibility is given to each one of us.
所以我今天晚上站的不是专家的这个口气里面来讲，而是站在一个普通弟兄、一个姐妹的这一个地位上来讲到主给我们每一个人在福音的事情上是怎么看的。
Therefore, as I share tonight, it is not standing with a tone to share as an expert in spreading the gospel, but I stand on common ground with brothers and sisters what our attitude, our thought should be when we look at this matter of sharing the gospel.
如果你们要对传福音的恩赐上有所寻求的话，我建议你们 请刘志雄弟兄。
If you want to have sharing from brothers who are gifted in evangelizing, then I can recommend you to speak with Brother Peter Liu.
他有这个恩赐。
Now he is gifted with this gift.
那今天晚上呢，我要讲的，我基本上要分成两个部分来啊来交通。
What I will share this evening is I will break it into two parts.
第一个部分呢，我要从主的话语里头来交通主对这件事情怎么样要在我们每一个人身上来他怎么讲的。
The first part I will share from the word of God, that is what the Lord's words have to say to each one of us regarding this area.
而且我今天要交通的可能你不同意。
Perhaps what I share this evening you may not agree with.
因为这样的讲法我做基督徒四十多年还没有听过。
This way of sharing, even for me to be believing the Lord for over 40 years, I have not heard this before.
但是我觉得主给我这个负担，我要拿你们当做实验品，大胆的来讲。
Yet, since the Lord has given me this burden, I will use you as the experiment, so I will share boldly.
大不了下一次不来了。
What's the worst case scenario is I will not have the chance to return next time.
但是我觉得值得我们大家来思考，到底今天晚上我这样的一个交通合不合主的心意。
But I believe it is worthy of our consideration in my sharing tonight if it's fitting to the Lord's desire.
所以我需要你们每一个人都用我明天要讲的那一个辨别力。
Therefore, I do
辨明。
I do need that you, each of you, to have that spirit of discernment. That is what I share on tomorrow, to discern my sharing.
那么如果你辨的结果是不同意，那没有关系，你不同意没有问题。
If the result of your discernment is that you do not agree with my sharing, that is fine.
但是如果你同意的话，我们共同勉励。
But if you do agree, let us mutually encourage one another.
那么第二个部分呢，我就会跟大家来交通一点实际，这些年在福音的工作上比较偏重在实际的经验上来说吧。
Now the second part of my sharing would be more focused on the practical experience in these few years of sharing the gospel.
那第二个部分呢，我欢迎我们发问，然后我们能够有一个 dialogue.
Now during this second part, I do wish to have some dialogue with brothers and sisters. So if there are any questions, please ask.
所以这就是今天晚上我心中的那个构思。
And so that is the thought, the structure that I have in my mind this evening.
好，我们请来一起读几处的圣经。
Now let us turn to a few Bible passages.
我第一个部分，我的题目叫什么呢？
What is my theme for the first part?
做生意赚了多少？
The first part's theme is how much have we made in business?
Yeah, 就是这个题目。
That is the theme.
好像很不属灵哈。
Does that sound very not spiritual?
我们请打开路加福音十九章。
Let's turn to the book according to Luke, chapter 19.
路加福音十九章。
The Gospel according to Luke, chapter
19. 十一节的下半节开始。
Starting from the second half.
念到二十六节
till verse 26。
那么为节省时间呢，我念一节中文，我们弟兄念一节英文，轮流把它读完。
In order to cut down on time, we will take turns reading both in Chinese and English.
我从十一节开始，那么我们弟兄念的英文是十二节，我们轮流哈。
I'll start reading from verse 11, and our brother will continue on with verse 12, and we'll take turns.
耶稣因将近耶路撒冷，又因他们以为神的国快要显出来，就另设一个比喻说。
He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return.
便叫了他的仆人来，交给他们十锭银子，说，你们去做生意，只等我回来。
But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, We will not have this man to reign over us.
他既得国回来，就吩咐那领银子的仆人来，要知道他们做生意赚了多少。
Then came the first saying, Lord, thy pound has given 10 pounds.
主人说，好，良善的仆人， 你既在最小的事上有忠心，可以有权柄管十座城。
And the second came saying, Lord, thy pound have gained 5 pounds.
主人说，你也可以管五座城。
And another came saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin.
我原是怕你，因为你是严厉的人，没有人，没有放下的还要去拿，没有种下的还要去收。
And he said unto him, Out of thy own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I am an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and weeping that I did not sow.
为什么不把我的银子交给银行，等我来的时候连本带利都可以要回来呢？
And he said unto them that stood by, Take from him the pound and give it to him that have 10 pounds.
主人说，我告诉你们，凡有的还要加给他，没有的连他所有的也要夺去。好，这是第一段。
That is the first passage.
第二段。
The second passage.
我们读马太福音。
Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音十七章。
Chapter 17.
十七章二十四到二十七节。
Chapter 17 verses 24 to 27。
到了加百农，有受钉税的人来见彼得说：“你们的先生纳不纳钉税
？”He said, "Yes." And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, "What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers?"
好。其实我不要求读完，我只要求大家注意这里讲的丁税。
Now I don't need to finish this passage, but pay attention to the tribute that is paid here.
What kind of version is yours?
This is the New King James version.
Okay. 这个丁税小字中文说半块钱。
In the Chinese when this footnote.That custom here is half a dollar.
严格的来说，这个地方丁税是 temple tax.
To be very strict, this tax here is the tax for the temple.
然后半块钱是 half a shekel, 就是半十克勒。
And so this amount that is paid is half a shekel.
那要了解什么叫做 temple tax, 什么叫做半十克勒，我们要到旧约去。
Now, in order to know what is the tax, temple tax and what is half a shekel, we must return to the Old Testament.
出埃及记。
Exodus.
三十章。
Exodus chapter 30.
十一节。
Verse 11.
我们要念到十六节。
We'll read to verse 16.
还是一样，我念单数节，我们弟兄念双数节。
Likewise, we'll read odd and even verses.
耶和华晓谕摩西说
When thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord, when thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them, when thou numberest them.
凡过去归那些被数之人，每人要按圣所的瓶拿银子半十克勒，这半十克勒是奉给耶和华的礼物，一十克勒是二十基劳。十四。
Everyone that passeth among them that are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering unto the Lord.
他们为数生命。将礼物奉给耶和华，富足的不可多出，贫穷的也不可少出，个人要出半十克勒。
And thou shalt take the atonement money of the children of Israel, and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before the Lord, to make an atonement for your souls.
所以在这里你看到什么叫做半十克勒的数命银。
Here you are able to see what is that half a shekel for atonement.
是一律平等，富足的不可以多出，贫穷的也不可以少出。
It is standard whether the rich cannot be much and the poor cannot be less.
这个叫做 temple tax。
And this is the temple tax。
从摩西开始到一直到这个圣殿的时候。
From the time of Moses until the time of the temple in the New Testament。
好。再看两个地方。
Two more places。
马太二十四。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太二十四十四节。
Verse 14.
马太二十四十四，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
这里有一个特别的词汇，除了福音这两个之外，它前面还加了一个形容词。
Here, there's a special term. Besides the gospel itself, there's also another term that is described with it.
叫做天国的福音。
That is the gospel of the kingdom.
他说这个天国的福音传遍天下，末期就到了。
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
所以我们就知道福音，天国福音的传播跟这个末期是有绝对的关系。
Therefore, we're able to understand then the preaching of the kingdom of the gospel has a direct relationship with the coming of the end.
那么，所以我们如果相信主耶稣快来了
，Therefore, if we believe that the Lord Jesus will come quickly,
也就是说末期近了
，That is, the end is near.
可是这个必须跟天国的福音传遍与没有传遍有关系。
But this is a direct relationship whether the gospel of the kingdom is preached throughout all nations or not.
二十五章
，Chapter 25,
十四节，天国又好比一个人往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们。十五节。
And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey.
好，中间我们就跳过去，因为我们大家都很熟。
We'll jump over it because we're familiar with this.
我要当大家念的是十九节。
What we'll read is verse 19.
我们一起用中文念一次，然后用英文念一次。
We'll both read first in Chinese and then together in English.
过了许久，那些仆人的主人来和他们算账。
Together in English, after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them.
你这里是 reckon， 有的是 settled account。
Here in this translation is reckon some accounts. Translation is settled account.
那么我们中文翻译的最好算账。
The Chinese translation is best that they will settle account.
Okay.好，我们圣经就读这么多。
That will be all the Bible passage we will read.
我们有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们一同来到你自己的脚前。
Lord, we come together into the presence of thy feet.
我们献上我们的敬拜，献上我们的感恩。
We offer up our worship and our thanksgiving.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
The name of the Lord ought to be praised.
我们这群蒙大恩的儿女，我们今天晚上来到你自己的施恩宝座。
We, this group of children who have been blessed by grace, we come into that throne of grace.
我们思想你给教会的这一个责任。
And we recall the responsibility of gift to the church.
让我们能够好好的思想你自己的话。
Let us consider well thy word.
叫我们这些做仆人的人能够有一天面对主人来交账。
So that we who are servants one day can face our master to settle account.
求你开我们的眼睛。
May you open our eyes.
让我们看见主人的心。
So that we are able to see the heart of our master.
求圣灵开我们的耳朵，让我们能够听见圣灵向我们每一个人所说的话。
May the Holy Spirit open our ears so that we may hear each and every word the Holy Spirit speaks to each one of us.
这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.我说今天晚上的题目叫做做生意赚了多少。
I mentioned that the topic of my sharing this evening would be how much money have you made in business.
那么这一句话不是我讲的，是刚刚主耶稣在路加福音的那个比喻里头耶稣讲的话。
Now these words are not my own, but these words are in the parable which the Lord said in the gospel according to Luke.
那么 到了马太福音二十五章的时候，没有用这样的话，但是他用的是要找你算账。
Now in the gospel according to Matthew, which we read, it's not the same words, but it says that we will be settling accounts.
所以不管是马太福音主人向仆人算账也好，路加福音这一个我们每一个人要向他的主人这个回答主人的问题，你赚了多少？
Now whether it's settling account in the gospel according to Matthew or whether in Luke, when we reply to the master, how much have we made in trade?
那么在这两个比喻里头都有一个共同性。
In these two parables, there is a similar point.
这个共同性是主人给他的仆人有一定的数目或者说本钱。
The similarity is that the master have given both these servants the same, which is the money to start the business,
然后都要他们去做生意
and then have them to go into business with those funds.
给他们一段时间去做生意
After a period of time, they were to be in business.
然后最后主人回来，然后一个一个算账
Then finally, the master returns and he will settle account with each and every one of them.
这是这两个比喻的相同点
Now this is the similarity with these two parables.
那它的不同点呢，是路加福音当主人给仆人的时候，是一律平等，一人都是一定。
Now what is different is that in the gospel according to Luke, when the master give, everyone has the same amount. Everyone has one.
你这个 unit 是
There, everyone has one pound.
对，一定在原文这个 pound 或者我们讲的定是 mina.
And so this unit in the original text is one pound, which is one mina.
对，这是犹太人的单位，这个钱币的重量的单位。
That is the unit, the measurement of weight of the currency for the Jews.
对，那么每一个人一样，都是一个 mina.
Now each one of them had the same amount, the same unit, one mina.
然后给叫他们去做生意，然后有一天主人回来的时候，有的人交十 mina, 有的人交五 mina, 有的人交没有。
And gave to them to be in trade. And when the master returned, some would repay with 10 mina and some 5 mina and others none.
所以这个主就有不同的赏赐与责备。
Therefore, with that, the Lord has different rewards and different admonishment.
但是你回到马太福音去看的时候，他给他的仆人是不一样的，有的是五他连德，两他连德。
Now, when we look in the gospel according to Matthew, it is different. Some have given 5 talents, some 2 talents, and others 1 talent.
那么这个他连德也是这个钱币重量的单位。
Now, this talent is also a measurement of weight of the currency.
所以等到算账的时候，主回来算账，那么你会发现五他连德的交十他连德，那就赚了五他连。
Therefore, when you see the Lord coming back to settle account, those with 5 talents paid 10 talents, so he gained 5 talents.
那么两他连得的呢？回来算账的时候交四他连，他赚了两个他连得。
Those with 2 talents, when the account was to be settled, paid 4 talents, and so he gained 2 talents.
主人赏赐这两个仆人是一模一样，都是说忠心良善的仆人。
The reward from the master to these servants are the same, calling them good and faithful servants.
但来到那一他连得的时候
Now, with that one, with the 1 talent,
那一个仆人回来原封不动交给主人，他就受了责罚。
The servant with 1 talent returned exactly 1 talent, that is even untouched to the master, and he was rebuked.
好，那么今天晚上呢，我要让我们的时间花在路加这一个比喻上面。
Tonight's time we'll spend on the parable in the gospel according to Luke.
因为这里讲的这个主人给仆人的恩典是一，弟兄姊妹好。
Are you brothers and sisters?
今天晚上我用中文讲。
I'll be speaking in Chinese tonight.
因为今天晚上所交通的内容是跟昨天交通的内容不同。
Because the content of my sharing this evening will be different from last night.
已经有好几个问我，你今天晚上讲什么？
There are many who ask me, what are you sharing on tonight?
然后马上接下去。昨天晚上你没有讲完，你还要不要继续讲？
They then continue before I can answer and ask, you didn't finish last night, will you continue on tonight?
所以我在 debate, 今天是继续讲，因为 照昨天讲的话，有三个内容是一个晚上讲一堂刚刚好。
So I was debating because there was three things that I shared on. If we spent one session per sharing, then that would be perfect.
但是弟兄给我的任务是今天晚上要讲传福音。
But the permission our brother shared with us gave me tonight was to share on the gospel.
所以我就寻求主在这一方面有什么样特别的负担来交通。
So I sought after the Lord to see what special guidance He would give me to share in this area.
我自己的恩赐不是像圣经里面所说的有一种恩赐叫做传福音的恩赐。
And my gift is not as one of the gifts that is recorded in the Bible to be an evangelist.
所以我自己在主面前就觉得很好玩，今天晚上有一个没有传福音恩赐的人来讲传福音。
And so I thought it amusing that tonight I will be someone who is not gifted to be an evangelist to share on spreading the gospel.
但是我觉得我们每一个基督徒主都给我们有传福音的责任。
But I do feel that as Christians, the Lord has given each one of us the responsibility to share the gospel.
虽然不是每一个人都有传福音的责任，但恩赐，但是传福音的责任却都交给我们了。
Though not each one of us are gifted with evangelizing, yet the responsibility is given to each one of us.
所以我今天晚上站的不是专家的这个口气里面来讲，而是站在一个普通弟兄、一个姐妹的这一个地位上来讲到主给我们每一个人在福音的事情上是怎么看的。
Therefore, as I share tonight, it is not standing with a tone to share as an expert in spreading the gospel, but I stand on common ground with brothers and sisters what our attitude, our thought should be when we look at this matter of sharing the gospel.
如果你们要对传福音的恩赐上有所寻求的话，我建议你们请刘志雄弟兄。
If you want to have sharing from brothers who are gifted in evangelizing, then I can recommend you to speak with Brother Peter Liu.
他有这个恩赐。
Now, he is gifted with this gift.
那今天晚上呢，我要讲的，我基本上要分成两个部分来交通。
What I will share this evening is I will break it into two parts.
第一个部分呢，我要从主的话语里头来交通主对这件事情怎么样要在我们每一个人身上来他怎么讲的。
The first part I will share from the word of God, that is what the Lord's words have to say to each one of us regarding this area.
而且我今天要交通的可能你不同意。
Perhaps what I share this evening you may not agree with.
因为这样的讲法我做基督徒四十多年还没有听过。
This way of sharing, even for me to be believing the Lord for over 40 years, I have not heard this before.
但是我觉得主给我这个负担，我要拿你们当做实验品，大胆的来讲。
Yet, since the Lord has given me this burden, I will use you as the experiment, so I will share boldly.
大不了下一次不来了。
What's the worst case scenario is I will not have the chance to return next time.
但是我觉得值得我们大家来思考，到底今天晚上我这样的一个交通合不合主的心意。
But I believe it is worthy of our consideration in my sharing tonight if it's fitting to the Lord's desire.
所以我需要你们每一个人都用我明天要讲的那一个辨别力。
Therefore, I do
辨明。
I do need that you, each of you to have that spirit of discernment, that is what I share on tomorrow, to discern my sharing.
那么如果你辨的结果是不同意，那没有关系，你不同意没有问题。
If the result of your discernment is that you do not agree with my sharing, that is fine.
但是如果你同意的话，我们共同勉励。
But if you do agree, let us mutually encourage one another.
那么第二个部分呢，我就会跟大家来交通一点实际，这些年在福音的工作上比较偏重在实际的经验上来说吧。
Now the second part of my sharing would be more focused on the practical experience in these few years of sharing the gospel.
那第二个部分呢，我欢迎我们发问，然后我们能够有一个 dialogue.
Now during this second part, I do wish to have some dialogue with brothers and sisters. So if there are any questions, please ask.
所以这就是今天晚上我心中的那个构思。
And so that is the thought, the structure that I have in my mind this evening.
好，我们请来一起读几处的圣经。
Now let us turn to a few Bible passages.
我第一个部分，我的题目叫什么呢？
What is my theme for the first part?
做生意赚了多少？
The first part theme is how much have we made in business?
Yeah, 就是这个题目。
That is the theme.
好像很不属灵哈。
Does that sound very not spiritual?
我们请打开路加福音十九章。
Let's turn to the book according to Luke, chapter 19.
路加福音十九章。
The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19.
十一节的下半节开始。
Starting from the second half.
念到二十六节。
Till verse 26.
那么，为节省时间呢，我念一节中文，我们弟兄念一节英文，轮流把它读完。
In order to cut down on time, we will take turns reading both in Chinese and English.
我从十一节开始，那么我们弟兄念的英文是十二节，我们轮流哈。
I'll start reading from verse 11, and our brother will continue on with verse 12, and we'll take turns.
耶稣因将近耶路撒冷，又因他们以为神的国快要显出来，就另设一个比喻说。
He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return.
便叫了他的仆人来，交给他们十锭银子，说，你们去做生意，只等我回来。
But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, We will not have this man to reign over us.
他既得国回来就吩咐那领银子的仆人来要知道他们做生意赚了多少。
Then came the first saying, Lord, thy pound has given 10 pounds.
主人说好良善的仆人你既在最小的事上有忠心可以有权柄管十座城。
And the second came saying,Lord, thy pound have gained 5 pounds.
主人说你也可以管五座城。
And another came saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin.
我原是怕你，因为你是严厉的人，没有放下的还要去拿，没有种下的还要去收。
And he said unto him, Out of thy own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I am an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and weeping that I did not sow.
为什么不把我的银子交给银行，等我来的时候连本带利都可以要回来呢？
And he said unto them that stood by, Take from him the pound, and give it to him that have 10 pounds.
主人说，我告诉你们，凡有的还要加给他，没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。好。这是第一段。
That is the first passage.
第二段。
The second passage.
我们读马太福音。
Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音十七章。
Chapter 17.
十七章二十四到二十七节。
Chapter 17 verses 24 to 27.
到了加百农有受钉税的人来见彼得说你们的先生纳不纳钉税
He said, Yes, and when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, What thinkest thou, Simon, of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers?
好其实我不要求读完我只要求大家注意这里讲的钉税
Now, I don't need to finish this passage, but pay attention to the tribute that is paid here.
What kind of version is yours?
This is the new King James version.
Okay. 这个丁税小字中文说半块钱。
In the Chinese, when this footnote that this tax, this custom here is half a dollar.
严格的来说这个地方丁税是 temple tax.
To be very strict,this tax here is the tax for the temple.
然后半块钱是 half a shekel, 就是半十克勒。
And so this amount that is paid is half a shekel.
好，那要了解什么叫做 temple tax, 什么叫做半十克勒。
Now, in order to know what is the tax, temple tax and what is half a shekel, we must return to the Old Testament.
出埃及记,
Exodus
30章,
Exodus chapter 30.
11节,
verse 11.
我们要念到16节,
we'll read to verse 16.
还是一样, 我念单数节, 我们弟兄念双数节。
Likewise, we'll read odd and even verses.
耶和华小谕摩西说,
when thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord, when thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them, when thou numberest them.
凡过去归那些被属之人，每人要按圣所的瓶拿银子半十克勒，这半十克勒是奉给耶和华的礼物，一十克勒是20纪劳。14.
Everyone that passeth among them that are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering unto the Lord.
他们为数生命。 将礼物奉给耶和华，富足的不可多出，贫穷的也不可少出，个人要出半十克勒。
And thou shalt take the atonement money of the children of Israel, and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before the Lord, to make an atonement for your souls.
所以在这里你看到什么叫做
here you are able to see what is that half a shekel for atonement.
是一律平等, 富足的不可以多出, 贫穷的也不可以少出。
It is standard whether the rich cannot be much and the poor cannot be less.
这个叫做 temple tax.
And this is the temple tax.
从摩西开始到一直到
from the time of Moses until the time of the temple in the New Testament.
好, 再看两个地方,
two more places.
马太24,
Matthew chapter
24. 马太24
14节,
verse 14.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
这里有一个特别的词汇，除了福音这两个字之外，它前面还加了一个形容词。
Here, there's a special term. Besides the gospel itself, there's also another term that is described with it.
叫做天国的福音。
That is the gospel of the kingdom.
他说这个天国的福音传遍天下，末期就到了。
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
所以我们就知道福音，天国福音的传播跟这个末期。
Therefore, we're able to understand then the preaching of the kingdom of the gospel has a direct relationship with the coming of the end.
那么所以我们如果相信主耶稣快来了,
therefore, if we believe that the Lord Jesus will come quickly,
也就是说末期近了,
that is, the end is near.
传遍与没有传遍有关系,
but this is a direct relationship whether the gospel of the kingdom is preached throughout all nations or not.
25章,
chapter
25. 14节, 天国又好比一个人往外国去, 就叫了仆人来, 把他的家业交给他们, 15节。
And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey.
好，中间我们就跳过去，因为我们大家都很熟。
We'll jump over it because we're familiar with this.
我要当大家念的是19节。
What we'll read is verse 19.
我们一起用中文念一次，然后用英文念一次。
We'll both read first in Chinese and then together in English.
过了许久，那些仆人的主人来。 和他们算账,
together in English. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them.
你这里是 reckon， 有的是 settle 的 account。
Here in this translation is reckon some accounts. Translation is settle account.
那么我们中文翻译的最好算账。
The Chinese translation is best that they will settle account.
Okay. 好，我们圣经就读这么多。
That will be all the Bible passage we will read.
我们有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们一同来到你自己的脚前。
Lord, we come together into the presence of Thy feet.
我们献上我们的敬拜，献上我们的感恩。
We offer up our worship and our thanksgiving.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
The name of the Lord ought to be praised.
我们这群蒙大恩的儿女，我们今天晚上来到你自己的施恩宝座。
We, this group of children who have been blessed by grace, we come into that throne of grace.
我们思想你给教会的这一个责任。
And we recall the responsibility of gift to the church.
让我们能够好好的思想你自己的话。
Let us consider well thy word.
叫我们这些做仆人的人，能够有一天面对主人来交账。
So that we who are servants one day can face our master to settle account.
求你开我们的眼睛。
May you open our eyes.
让我们看见主人的心。
So that we are able to see the heart of our master.
求圣灵开我们的耳朵，让我们能够听见圣灵向我们每一个人所说的话。
May the Holy Spirit open our ears so that we may hear each and every word the Holy Spirit speaks to each one of us.
这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我说今天晚上的题目叫做做生意赚了多少。
I mentioned that the topic of my sharing this evening would be how much money have you made in business.
那么这一句话不是我讲的，是刚刚主耶稣在路加福音的那个比喻里头耶稣讲的话。
Now these words are not my own, but these words are in the parable which the Lord said in the gospel according to Luke.
那么到了马太福音二十五章的时候，没有用这样的话，但是他用的是要找你算账。
Now in the gospel according to Matthew which we read, it's not the same words, but it says that we will be settling accounts.
所以不管是马太福音主人向仆人算账也好，路加福音这一个我们每一个人要向他的主人这个回答主人的问题，你赚了多少。
Now whether it's settling account in the gospel according to Matthew or whether in Luke, when we reply to the master, how much have we made in trade?
那么在这两个比喻里头都有一个共同性。
In these two parables, there is a similar point.
这个共同性是主人给他的仆人有一定的数目或者说本钱。
The similarity is that the master have given both these servants the same, which is the money to start the business,
然后都要他们去做生意。
And then have them to go into business with those funds.
给他们一段时间去做生意。
After a period of time, they were to be in business.
然后最后主人回来，然后一个一个算账。
Then finally, the master returns and he will settle account with each and every one of them.
这是这两个比喻的相同点。
Now this is the similarity with these two parables.
那它的不同点呢，是路加福音当主人给仆人的时候是一律平等，一人都是一定。
Now what is different is that in the gospel according to Luke, when the master give, everyone has the same amount. Everyone has one.
你这个 unit 是
There, everyone has one pound.
对，一定在原文这个 pound 或者我们讲的定是 mina.
And so this unit in the original text is one pound, which is one mina.
对，这是犹太人的单位，这个钱币的重量的单位。
That is the unit, the measurement of weight of the currency for the Jews.
对，那么每一个人一样，都是一个 mina.
Now each one of them had the same amount, the same unit, one mina.
然后给叫他们去做生意，然后有一天主人回来的时候，有的人交十 mina, 有的人交五 mina, 有的人交没有。
And gave to them to be in trade. And when the master returned, some would repay with 10 mina and some 5 mina and others none.
所以这个主就有不同的赏赐与责备。
Therefore, with that, the Lord has different rewards and different admonishment.
但是你回到马太福音去看的时候，他给他的仆人是不一样的，有的是五他连德，两他连德， 一他连得.
Now, when we look in the gospel according to Matthew, it is different. Some have given 5 talents, some 2 talents, and others 1 talent.
那么这个他连得也是这个钱币重量的单位.
Now, this talent is also a measurement of weight of the currency.
所以等到算账的时候, 主回来算账, 那么你会发现, 五他连得的交十他连得, 那就赚了五他连.
Therefore, when you see the Lord coming back to settle account, those with 5 talents paid 10 talents, so he gained 5 talents.
那么两他连得的呢? 回来算账的时候交四他连, 他赚了两个他连得.
And those with 2 talents, when the account was to be settled, paid 4 talents, and so he gained 2 talents.
主人赏赐这两个仆人是一模一样, 都是说忠心良善的仆人.
The reward from the master to these servants are the same, calling them good and faithful servants.
但来到那一他连得的时候,
now, with that one, with the 1 talent,
那一个仆人回来原封不动交给主人, 他就受了责罚.
The servant with 1 talent returned exactly 1 talent, that is even untouched, to the master, and he was rebuked.
好，那么今天晚上呢, 我要让我们的时间花在路加这一个比喻上面.
Tonight's time we'll spend on the parable in the gospel according to Luke.
因为这里讲的这个主人给仆人的恩典是一，弟兄姊妹好。
Are you brothers and sisters?
今天晚上我用中文讲。
I'll be speaking in Chinese tonight.
因为今天晚上所交通的内容是跟昨天交通的内容不同。
Because the content of my sharing this evening will be different from last night.
已经有好几个问我你今天晚上讲什么。
There are many who ask me, what are you sharing on tonight?
然后马上接下去。 昨天晚上你没有讲完, 你还要不继续讲?
They then continue before I can answer and ask, you didn't finish last night, will you continue on tonight?
所以我在 debate, 今天是继续讲, 因为照昨天讲的话有三个内容是一个晚上讲一堂刚刚好。
So I was debating because there were three things that I shared on. If we spent one session per sharing, then that would be perfect.
但是弟兄给我的任务是今天晚上要讲传福音。
But the permission our brother shared with us gave me tonight was to share on the gospel.
所以我就寻求主在这一方面有什么样特别的负担来交通。
So I sought after the Lord to see what special guidance He would give me to share in this area.
我自己的恩赐不是像圣经里面所说的有一种恩赐叫做传福音的恩赐。
And my gift is not as one of the gifts that is recorded in the Bible to be an evangelist.
所以我自己在主面前就觉得很好玩, 今天晚上有一个没有传福音恩赐的人来讲传福音。
And so I thought it amusing that tonight I will be someone who is not gifted to be an evangelist to share on spreading the gospel.
但是我觉得 我们每一个基督徒主都给我们有传福音的责任。
But I do feel that as Christians, the Lord has given each one of us the responsibility to share the gospel.
虽然不是每一个人都有传福音的责任，但恩赐，但是传福音的责任却都交给我们了。
Though not each one of us are gifted with evangelizing, yet the responsibility is given to each one of us.
所以我今天晚上站的不是专家的这个口气里面来讲, 而是站在一个普通弟兄一个姐妹的这一个地位上来讲到主给我们每一个人在福音的事情上是怎么看的。
Therefore, as I share tonight, it is not standing with a tone to share as an expert in spreading the gospel, but I stand on common ground with brothers and sisters what our attitude, our thought should be when we look at this matter of sharing the gospel.
如果你们要对传福音的恩赐上有所寻求的话，我建议你们请刘志雄弟兄。
If you want to have sharing from brothers who are gifted in evangelizing, then I can recommend you to speak with Brother Peter Liu.
他有这个恩赐。
Now he is gifted with this gift.
那今天晚上呢，我要讲的，我基本上要分成两个部分来交通。
What I will share this evening is I will break it into 2 parts.
第一个部分呢，我要从主的话语里头来交通，主对这件事情怎么样要在我们每一个人身上。 来他怎么讲的。
The first part I will share from the Word of God, that is what the Lord's words have to say to each one of us regarding this area.
而且我今天要交通的可能你不同意。
Perhaps what I share this evening you may not agree with.
因为这样的讲法我做基督徒四十多年还没有听过。
This way of sharing, even for me to be believing the Lord for over 40 years, I have not heard this before.
但是我觉得主给我这个负担，我要拿你们当做实验品，大胆的来讲。
Yet, since the Lord has given me this burden, I will use you as the experiment, so I will share boldly.
大不了下一次不来了。
What's the worst case scenario is I will not have the chance to return next time.
但是我觉得值得我们大家来思考，到底今天晚上我这样的一个交通合不合主的心意。
But I believe it is worthy of our consideration in my sharing tonight if it's fitting to the Lord's desire.
所以我需要你们每一个人都用我明天要讲的那一个辨别力。
Therefore, I do
辨明。
I do need that you, each of you, to have that spirit of discernment. That is what I share on tomorrow to discern my sharing.
那么，如果你辨的结果是不同意，那没有关系，你不同意没有问题。
If the result of your discernment is that you do not agree with my sharing, that is fine.
但是如果你同意的话，我们共同勉励。
But if you do agree, let us mutually encourage one another.
那么第二个部分呢，我就会跟大家来交通一点实际，这些年在福音的工作上比较偏重在实际的经验上来说吧。
Now the second part of my sharing would be more focused on the practical experience in these few years of sharing the gospel.
那第二个部分呢，我欢迎我们发问，然后我们能够有一个 dialogue。
Now during this second part, I do wish to have some dialogue with brothers and sisters. So if there are any questions, please ask.
所以这就是今天晚上我心中的那个构思。
And so that is the thought, the structure that I have in my mind this evening.
好，我们请来一起读几处的圣经。
Now let us turn to a few Bible passages.
我第一个部分，我的题目叫什么呢？
What is my theme for the first part?
做生意赚了多少？
The first part's theme is how much have we made in business?
Yeah, 就是这个题目。
That is the theme.
好像很不属灵哈。
Does that sound very not spiritual?
我们请打开路加福音十九章。
Let's turn to the book according to Luke, chapter 19.
路加福音十九章。
The Gospel according to Luke, chapter
19. 十一节的下半节开始。
Starting from the second half.
念到二十六节
till verse 26。
那么为节省时间呢，我念一节中文，我们弟兄念一节英文，轮流把它读完。
In order to cut down on time, we will take turns reading both in Chinese and English.
我从十一节开始，那么我们弟兄念的英文是十二节，我们轮流啊。
I'll start reading from verse 11, and our brother will continue on with verse 12, and we'll take turns.
耶稣因将近耶路撒冷，又因他们以为神的国快要显出来，就另设一个比喻说。
He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return.
便叫了他的仆人来，交给他们十锭银子，说，你们去做生意，只等我回来。
But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, We will not have this man to reign over us.
他既得国回来，就吩咐那领银子的仆人来，要知道他们做生意赚了多少。
Then came the first saying, Lord, thy pound has given 10 pounds.
主人说，好，良善的仆人，你既在最小的事上有忠心，可以有权柄管十座城。
And the second came saying,Lord, thy pound have gained 5 pounds.
主人说，你也可以管五座城。
And another came saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin.
我原是怕你，因为你是严厉的人，没有放下的还要去拿，没有种下的还要去收。
And he said unto him, Out of thy own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I am an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and weeping that I did not sow.
为什么不把我的银子交给银行，等我来的时候连本带利都可以要回来呢？
And he said unto them that stood by, Take from him the pound and give it to him that have 10 pounds.
主人说，我告诉你们，凡有的还要加给他，没有的连他所有的也要夺去。好，这是第一段。
That is the first passage.
第二段。
The second passage.
我们读马太福音。
Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音十七章。
Chapter 17.
十七章二十四到二十七节。
Chapter 17 verses 24 to 27.
到了加百农，有受钉税的人来见彼得说，你们的先生纳不纳钉税？
He said,Yes, and when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers?
好，其实我不要求读完，我只要求大家注意这里讲的丁税。
Now, I don't need to finish this passage, but pay attention to the tribute that is paid here.
What kind of version is yours?
This is the new King James version.
Okay.这个丁税小字中文说半块钱。
In the Chinese, when this footnote that this custom here is half a dollar.
严格的来说，这个地方丁税是 temple tax.
To be very strict, this tax here is the tax for the temple.
然后半块钱是Half a shekel, 就是半十克勒。
And so this amount that is paid is half a shekel.
好，那要了解什么叫做 temple tax, 什么叫做半十克勒，我们要到旧约去。
Now, in order to know what is the temple tax and what is half a shekel, we must return to the Old Testament.
出埃及记。
Exodus.
三十章。
Exodus chapter 30.
十一节
，verse 11，
我们要念到十六节。
We'll read to verse 16。
还是一样，我念单数节，我们弟兄念双数节。
Likewise, we'll read odd and even verses.
耶和华晓谕摩西说
，When thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord. When thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them. When thou numberest them.
凡过去归那些被数之人，每人要按圣所的瓶拿银子半十克勒，这半十克勒是奉给耶和华的礼物，一十克勒是二十祭老。十四。
Everyone that passeth among them that are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering unto the Lord.
他们为数生命。将礼物奉给耶和华，富足的不可多出，贫穷的也不可少出，个人要出半十克勒。
And thou shalt take the atonement money of the children of Israel, and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before the Lord, to make an atonement for your souls.
所以在这里你看到什么叫做半十克勒的数命银。
Here you are able to see what is that half a shekel for atonement.
是一律平等，富足的不可以多出，贫穷的也不可以少出。
It is standard whether the rich cannot be much and the poor cannot be less.
这个叫做 temple tax.
And this is the temple tax.
从摩西开始到一直到。这个圣殿的时候
From the time of Moses until the time of the temple in the New Testament.
好，再看两个地方
Two more places.
马太二十四
Matthew chapter 24.
马太二十四十四节
，verse 14。
马太二十四十四， 这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
这里有一个特别的词汇，除了福音这两个字之外，它前面还加了一个形容词。
Here, there's a special term. Besides the gospel itself, there's also another term that is described with it.
叫做天国的福音。
That is the gospel of the kingdom.
他说这个天国的福音传遍天下，末期就到了。
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
所以我们就知道福音，天国福音的传播跟这个末期是有绝对的关系。
Therefore, we're able to understand then the preaching of the kingdom of the gospel has a direct relationship with the coming of the end.
那么所以我们如果相信主耶稣快来了，
Therefore, if we believe that the Lord Jesus will come quickly,
也就是说末期近了，
that is, the end is near.
可是这个必须跟天国的福音传遍与没有传遍有关系。
But this is a direct relationship whether the gospel of the kingdom is preached throughout all nations or not.
25章
Chapter 25
十四节，天国又好比一个人往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们。十五节。
And unto one he gave five talents, to another two, and to another one, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey.
好，中间我们就跳过去，因为我们大家都很熟。
We'll jump over it because we're familiar with this.
我要当大家念的是十九节。
What we'll read is verse 19.
我们一起用中文念一次，然后用英文念一次。
We'll both read first in Chinese and then together in English.
过了许久，那些仆人的主人来和他们算账。
Together in English, after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them.
你这里是 reckon， 有的是 settled account。
Here in this translation is reckon some accounts. Translation is settled account.
那么我们中文翻译的最好，算账。
The Chinese translation is best that they will settle account.
Okay. 好，我们圣经就读这么多。
That will be all the Bible passage we will read.
我们有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们一同来到你自己的脚前。
Lord, we come together into the presence of thy feet.
我们献上我们的敬拜，献上我们的感恩。
We offer up our worship and our thanksgiving.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
The name of the Lord ought to be praised.
我们这群蒙大恩的儿女，我们今天晚上来到你自己的施恩宝座。
We, this group of children who have been blessed by grace, we come into that throne of grace.
我们思想你给教会的这一个责任。
And we recall the responsibility of gift to the church.
让我们能够好好的思想你自己的话。
Let us consider well thy word.
叫我们这些做仆人的人，能够有一天面对主人来交账。
So that we who are servants one day can face our master to settle account.
求你开我们的眼睛。
May you open our eyes.
让我们看见主人的心。
So that we are able to see the heart of our master.
求圣灵开我们的耳朵，让我们能够听见圣灵向我们每一个人所说的话。
May the Holy Spirit open our ears so that we may hear each and every word the Holy Spirit speaks to each one of us.
这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.我说今天晚上的题目叫做做生意赚了多少。
I mentioned that the topic of my sharing this evening would be how much money have you made in business.
那么这一句话不是我讲的，是刚刚主耶稣在路加福音的那个比喻里头耶稣讲的话。
Now these words are not my own, but these words are in the parable which the Lord said in the gospel according to Luke.
那么到了马太福音二十五章的时候，没有用这样的话，但是他用的是要找你算账。
Now in the gospel according to Matthew which we read, it's not the same words, but it says that we will be settling accounts.
所以不管是马太福音主人向仆人算账也好，路加福音这一个我们每一个人要向他的主人这个回答主人的问题，你赚了多少。
Now whether it's settling account in the gospel according to Matthew or whether in Luke, when we reply to the master, how much have we made in trade?
那么在这两个比喻里头都有一个共同性。
In these two parables, there is a similar point.
这个共同性是主人给他的仆人有一定的数目或者说本钱。
The similarity is that the master have given both these servants the same, which is the money to start the business.
然后都要他们去做生意。
And then have them to go into business with those funds.
给他们一段时间去做生意。
After a period of time, they were to be in business.
然后最后主人回来，然后一个一个算账。
Then finally, the master returns and he will settle account with each and every one of them.
这是这两个比喻的相同点。
Now, this is the similarity with these two parables.
那它的不同点呢，是路加福音当主人给仆人的时候，是一律平等，一人都是一定。
Now, what is different is that in the gospel according to Luke, when the master give, everyone has the same amount. Everyone has one.
你这个 unit 是
There, everyone has one pound.
对，一定在原文这个 pound或者我们讲的定是mina.
And so this unit in the original text is one pound, which is one mina.
对，这是犹太人的单位，这个钱币的重量的单位。
That is the unit, the measurement of weight of the currency for the Jews.
对，那么每一人一样，都是一个mina.
Now each one of them had the same amount, the same unit, one mina.
然后叫他们去做生意，然后有一天主人回来的时候，有的人交十米纳，有的人交五米纳，有的人交没有。
And gave to them to be in trade. And when the master returned, some would repay with 10 mina, and some 5 mina, and others none.
所以这个主就有不同的赏赐与责备。
Therefore, with that, the Lord has different rewards and different admonishment.
但是你回到马太福音去看的时候，他给他的仆人是不一样的，有的是五他连德，两他连德，一他连德。
Now when we look in the gospel according to Matthew, it is different. Some have given five talents, some two talents, and others one talent.
那么这个他连德也是这个钱币重量的单位。
Now this talent is also a measurement of weight of the currency.
所以等到算账的时候，主回来算账，那么你会发现五他连德的交十他连德，那就赚了五他连。
Therefore, when you see the Lord coming back to settle account, those with five talents paid ten talents, so he gained five talents.
那么两他连德的呢，回来算账的时候交四他连，他赚了两个他连德。
And those with two talents, when the account was to be settled, paid four talents, and so he gained two talents.
主人赏赐这两个仆人是一模一样，都是说忠心良善的仆人。
The reward from the master to these servants are the same, calling them good and faithful servants.
但来到那一他连德的时候，
Now, with that one, with the one talent,
那一个仆人回来原封不动交给主人，他就受了责罚。
The servant with one talent returned exactly one talent, that is even untouched to the master, and he was rebuked.
好，那么今天晚上呢，我要让我们的时间花在路加这一个比喻上面。
Tonight's time we'll spend on the parable in the gospel according to Luke.
因为这里讲的这个主人给仆人的恩典是一。